Guys, a very good morning to you. It's exactly 1 minute after 11 o'clock, and welcome into the free radio program run here on Radio West every week. And it's mostly made up of little bits of gossip and hearsay. Some of it is... Most of it is the truth. There's some of it not, so we're always open to correction. So if we say anything during the program that's not correct in your mind, or known not to be correct, yes, we are open to correction, and we can get it right the following week. With me in the studio today, we have two people. One, we have our man from last Sunday, which is Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you. That's the first correction from the mistake made last week, and that Phil will be here this week. But he's not, of course.
Yes, I think yes, it will be. It will be. And we have another gentleman in the studio as well, and it's Derek. Hello, Derek. Say hello to me. Good morning again. Ah, yes, that's. I think we have you a little bit low, but anyway. Right, just to make sure everything is right, we're going to kick off with a record to get all our little bits and tapes and everything else organised, because I see my compressor and it's jumping all around the place. There's obviously some little fairy in the works. I think it's me, actually. Believe it, I believe it not. Right, here we go. I think we've all our little gremlins sorted out at this stage. We improved our gain here this morning for all those radio freaks out there, so that our microphones would be a little bit higher. And what in actual fact has happened is that they went a bit too high. At least I'm a bit too high. Say hello, Bob.
Hello, hello. We've gained a bit, have we?
I think we have.
Marvelous. Still is still wearing black balls.
Yes.
And he will definitely, most definitely, be back next week.
Most definitely. I'm just looking at...
Do your little part of me, sir. I'm not going to listen to you. Go ahead.
All right. Right, well, beginning the roundup of news, and we'll begin with the Sunday World, page 34, just below Micheline McCormick, and it's Q102. And a series of ads that Q has inserted into the Sunday World, featuring all its personnel. And beginning this week with Greg Cochran. All about Greg Cochran. Nothing too serious, I see. It's the first time I've read it, actually. I only picked up the paper on the way down. Greg Cochran, born, yes, car, dinky, school, a good one, it was approved, and so on. Favorite voice from your youth, Jason Maine, lovely, yes. I like this, most embarrassing moment on radio, every Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Anyway, I won't go through that. You can pick up your Sunday World, and it's in there, and it'll be on for the next few weeks. Next week, it says here, the dirt on Bob Gallico. Yes, right, well... I have no idea what they're going to say about it.
You haven't watched yourself in a while. That was about.
The interesting event is the Phantom Disc Jockey, which, of course, you will have heard about. Now, this began last Sunday night, the 20th. Mr. X, and I have to call him Mr. X because we don't know his name. I have no doubt he's listening out there. This morning. Anyway, Mr. X phones Barry Johnston in Blackpool at around 8:30 p.m. Barry is not in. Mr. X tells Barry's daughter, Paula, to listen to 819 kilohertz on the medium wave at around 11 p.m. and record it. Right? He says, Nova will be back on that frequency at that time. Well, anyway, shortly before 11 p.m., a bunch of Nova jingles, promos, and Barry's Anorax UK commercial were heard on 819 on the medium wave. X phones back at 12:30, if you don't mind, and asks to speak to Barry. Barry is still out.
P.M.
Well, A.M. by this time, of course. 12:30 a.m.
Oh, yes.
Early hours of Monday morning.
I see nearly birds here. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Well, Barry's not available, so Mr. X speaks to Ruth, having demanded to speak to Barry. Anyway, he says, did you hear it, and did you record it? Now, when asked for his name, he wouldn't give it. End of conversation.
Oh-ho.
And now we come to Monday the 21st. Right during the 1 o'clock news, I'm sitting there doing my nut, informing the public of what's happening in the world, and suddenly on the medium wave, I disappear.
Chris Carey was seen around Dublin last week.
Nothing to do with Chris Carey whatsoever. Anyway, on comes the phantom disc jockey again. Q is blotted out on the medium wave again by X. We're trying.
But he is probably having a great time, probably due to our information here last Sunday.
Well, actually,
or the Sunday before, because we said, quote, that Q, in actual fact, were using VHF for link.
That's right.
And that will be an ideal opportunity for somebody just to rebroadcast a 103.5, and that's exactly how he done it.
That's right.
Whereby, if he were using your links, which I believe are at home in Dallas, JR has them over there repairing them. And
well, we were linking to 102 instead of the microlink, you know, for that short period.
That's right, yeah, while they were away getting some maintenance done on.
Yeah, and so, you know, we were trying.
So it had to be situated very, very close to the transmitter since you were linking off your FM, which is booming down in numerous kilowatts.
That's right. Well, Joe King, you know, didn't happen to be around at the time, so we were trying to figure out, you know, what the heck was going on. Was it somebody with an enormously powerful transmitter? Was it Mr. Carey with a 50K situated in the Isle of Man? As it subsequently transpired, no, it wasn't. Anyway,
I say about 2 or 3 watts to do it once he got right up close. You could do it from a car.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on came the Nova Jingles, once again Barry's commercial, and a whole lot of rubbish. Part of this program last Sunday, I will have you know, was also included in
that. Oh.
Yes, yes.
We're being used on pirate stations.
Exactly. And the jam song, complete, the complete version, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this went on for about 15 or 20 minutes, during which this little voice was heard right in the middle of it. Now, I've given you a cassette. Would you like to punch up the cassette on the...
I would indeed. This is what's heard, no?
This is part of what was heard. This was the actual voice. Listen.
Yes, wrong button.
Open will be back on 819 tonight at 11 p.m.
With fingers to nose, I would say, of the phantom disc jockey, Mr. X. Right? The disguised voice, undoubtedly. So anyway, 11 p.m. came and went, and no more jingles, no Nova, no more interference. Nothing until the next day, Tuesday, at about 3:30 p.m.
Ah, he didn't even pick prime time. Prime time was, we said last Sunday, between 10 and 12.
No. Anyway, 3 p.m.
Maybe he was in bed, was he? But he was up all night trying to get his gear working, so he wouldn't, yeah.
Anyway, at about 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, once again, not anything audible, but just plain interference. So Joe King is notified. He happens to be within telephone distance. He's near the transmitter. By this time, Joe realizes, exactly as you said, this is,
what is that?
Right near the transmitter. He goes to the transmitter site in Kimmage, and there he spots a man by a bicycle with a haversack holding a dipole up right under the transmitter.
What's this?
Right? There ensues immediately after that what I can only describe as a Starsky and Hutch chase.
With King him on his bike and King on the feet.
On his bike and King in his mini all over the park. You know, like really like something out of Starsky and Hutch. But anyway, your man gets away because he...
Does he recognize him as being involved in the radio business?
He recognizes him. He knows that he has seen him around 4 or 5 years ago, but he can't put a name to him. Your man, of course, being on a bicycle and being in the park, was able to...
Yes, he was able to go through
places,
the bushes like it. Where
go to them parts where the mini could not reach.
I see.
But
Herbie rides again. Go ahead.
He gets away, but he does drop his dipole.
Ah.
Yes, And we have it as a souvenir. It'll go into the Anorak Museum one.
I see, very
good. It's a homemade job, a long length of bamboo with a straightened out coat hanger.
Mm-hmm.
And connections which are obviously connected to transmission.
Because all you needed was about what, 2 watts, need to if he was right beside us.
That's right. It was homemade equipment. But there he was, you know, so we have the dipole, he no longer.
And what age of a man was this about? Had he any idea? Was he a young fella, like 20s or...
It was very hard to say because he only saw him from a distance. He never got.
Was he cycling very fast?
Oh, like? He must have been cycling pretty fast on the way Joe drives.
Well, then, we'll assume he's a young fella.
Now, all I can say about it, it hasn't occurred since because we've changed our link again. It can't be done again. But all I can say is, you know, the sight of Joe King in his Mini chasing your man on the bicycle probably was
would have made a good video, definitely.
But having said that, I can't really go along with it, as you will appreciate yourself,
mm-hmm.
Sean. We are a business in Q102 and a serious business,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good for business. If you're related to ice skating, I would give him for technical excellence 3 out of 10, for artistic merit, nil.
Yes, very good. So I better keep an eye out for this fella on his bicycle, so if he takes maybe his holidays down here in the Midlands.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
I might have a few bamboos hanging up too. Right, as we all know, Phil isn't with us today. He's back tomorrow, as far as I know, and he'll be with us on the programme next Sunday. Most of actually the news that we have, we covered last Sunday on account of you talking to Barry. We covered it on the Anorak programme, and
Barry has given me some new news.
Yes,
which we'll come to eventually.
We'll hold that for the time being. This other gentleman that's with us in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you? Are you well?
Very well, yes.
That's good. You were telling me that you're studying, in actual fact, for... What is it again?
Well, I've done an MA in UCD on international broadcasting.
Yes.
And I'm planning to apply for a PhD in Trinity College on the same subject. And it involves converting a hobby into an academic pursuit. Converting a hobby of radio listening into an academic
Would you make money out of this thing? What do you intend doing in the end of the day after all the schooling and colleging and everything else?
Well, I suppose lecturing is a possibility of the future date. I'm not so sure what the possibilities are.
Mm. Well, you've loads of books and information on us anyway, and we say the best of luck to you without a doubt.
This is an actual course on the curriculum, then?
It's a course in political science, uh-huh. International relations, but the doctorate will involve a thesis on my part.
Mm-hmm.
It won't involve lectures or coursework.
Right.
So it's simply a case of writing a long dissertation on international broadcasting. And what I'll be doing is studying the international regime, or order, international law, if you like, relating to broadcasting.
I can't see how that would be any good to me.
Well,
I know, I'm sure it's very interesting, but it's very unusual. There's a lot of people doing that type of thing.
Very few. Mm. But that's the benefit for me, in the sense that I can do original work in the area.
Mm. But to take it like a job situation,
I'll be covering international relations in a broader sense on the way,
mm-hmm.
and I can dabble in other areas as well along the way.
Do you foresee the day when, there will be worldwide international law on radio? Because at the moment, I mean, America has its FCC, Britain has its own system, we have ours. You know, will there be sort of a total thing?
Well, my whole thesis is that international law, which has existed, has broken down.
Mm.
That you have basically worldwide competition, propaganda, if you like, and it's intensifying, and you cannot control that. Because radio crosses frontiers.
Mm.
And if one country decides to blot out somebody else, as in the pirates here, there's no way of controlling that. At the moment, I'm watching the situation with the Americans on AM, because on the south coast of the U.S., stations are 50 kilowatt in power, and the American government has begun broadcasting a station called Radio Marti to Cuba on medium wave.
Yes, right, yeah.
The Cubans have replied by threatening to put a station called Radio Lincoln on medium wave, which would have the effect of blotting out local stations in the U.S. This is not shortwave, it's only AM. And it may go into FM as well.
I would have thought there would be enormous difficulty, though. I mean, in the same way that there's difficulty in getting nations to agree on anything.
Yes.
Certainly to try and monitor the radio broadcast would be extremely difficult.
Yeah. Well, one area which does interest me is the question of clandestine broadcasting and underground radio by various rebel movements here
yeah.
and there.
Yeah.
And Make Your Man and the Bike. Mm.
in fact, there is a parallel case of that in some countries where these phantom stations come on air pretending to be who they're not. It's black propaganda, if you like.
Mm.
The other point is that there is a strange confusion between pirates and clandestines in some countries.
Yeah.
When does a pirate cease to be a pirate? And like Radio West or Radio Dublin would be classified as music pirates.
Oh, I wouldn't classify Radio West.
Well, they're classified
independent commercial radio station. Yes, I know.
In
government
right.
eyes, yeah, sure.
Now, very good.
The point is that there is in some countries where the political situation is very tense, there's a very thin dividing line between a music station and a station which has a clandestine function.
I suppose, yes, when it crosses
I think
the
what this man is at in college suits him. Would you agree with that, Bob? I think he's really into it. And he has the right cut about him as well. He's a nice suit and a tie, and he really looks a professor type. He's into this in a very, very
totally out of place in a station like this with a tie.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Well, right, I that was very, very interesting. Actually, he brought in some books, and here is one. It was brought out some years ago. Just tell me a little bit about this.
This is a publication by the North American Shortwave Association called Friendex. And they've been watching the Irish broadcasting scene on shortwave for some time.
Yeah.
And Radio Dublin has been received on the east coast of the USA.
Really?
Yeah. Regularly.
On shortwave?
On shortwave. Mm-hmm. 6910 kilohertz.
Yeah. I'll just read out something that's in the magazine, and it goes in alphabetical form. So just you have Hungary, Indonesia, Iraq, and then you have Ireland, and after that you have Japan. And for Ireland, it says, Radio Dublin is very anxious to become legal and continue with its present public service programme, our money-making. Legislation is expected in January 1985. Radio Dublin wants some help from its foreign listeners, everyone who has enjoyed listening to them in the past on 6910 kilohertz. Obviously, the Irish government is not going to make any mention of shortwave in its radio legislation unless someone pursues or pressures it to Radio Dublin. Radio Dublin is now making its case for that. Right, there's a lot more to it as well.
But the point about it is trying to get foreign listeners to write to Jim Mitchell.
Yeah.
That is the point of the whole announcement.
Which, and to get them to write to Jim Mitchell,
to get a license for
on shortwave. Yes.
Well, I must say this, even though you probably say I'm a critical little devil or whatever the case might be, but I'm always open to other people's opinions as well. The other morning I was listening to Jim Mitchell RTE
Morning Ireland,
before the 9 o'clock news. Now, Bob, you listened to that?
I did. In fact, I taped it.
Jim Mitchell, as far as I can, was really let down, not only to himself, but to everybody else associated with him. He didn't know nothing, as far as I was concerned. Your man challenged him to say on the statistics and that, and your man was kind of scratching his head, well, I'm not aware of that and that type of thing, which I think Jim, I don't know, it should have been rehearsed beforehand or something.
I suppose so. In one way, I suppose one must have a tiny bit of sympathy for Mitchell. He's very much on the spot.
Yeah.
He
was on the spot there because he'd raced into the studio, seemingly he was late.
Oh, sure, yeah. And he was suddenly caught with this question about the civil servant who was moved down on the Broadcasting Commission. Mm. But, you know, as he said, he did draft the legislation.
Yeah,
he said even last week and introduced it and was shot down by the other partner in the coalition. So his position is, I suppose, somewhat invidious at this particular time.
Mm-hmm. He seemed to be a man, to me, like, to come over, like, he was very unsure, like, where he was coming from and where he was going to. And maybe it was that hour of the morning or whatever, on the whole issue.
I think partly that and partly the fact that, really, there's nowhere he can go. I mean, it's dead until it's redrafted.
Yeah, he said he'd be disappointed if he didn't bring it in before.
He'd be disappointed if he had to leave the government behind as well.
Your man put that to him, and after about a minute, I think he replied, oh, but we're not leaving government, we're staying in.
That's right, yeah.
I think it was a second blow hit him. Nothing. What's news from Barry then? It's 20 past 11. We'll
news
hear
from
it
Barry. Now. All right. First of all, let's cover Energy 103. A new girl heard reading the news yesterday. Well, the name wasn't caught because the name was shot out at the same time as the jingle, the news jingle. Kathy was heard, but not the second name. Anyway, the first name is Kathy. According to Barry, she sounded very good. And by the way, speaking of Kathy, another Kathy, Kathy Quinn, my ex-zoo crew partner, she is a mummy. She had a baby recently. So congratulations to you, Kathy. Her husband, Ian, is a member of the very good group called Regent Street, which...
That's nice, yeah.
Play a lot of gigs around Dublin and Wicklow.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony's a mum. Tony Allen has been heard a lot on Energy, on promos and commercials.
That's right, yeah.
And it's nice to hear Tony around again.
Yeah.
And then the 6 p.m. Saturday to midnight, 6 p.m. Saturday to midnight on Sunday on Energy. Every other record apparently is a golden oldie, just like me.
Mm-hmm. Golden oldie, yes.
Right. And moving on... Hmm?
Is that the height of his news, then?
That's not the height of his news.
Oh, yeah.
That's about the midway of his news.
Oh, yes, okay. Oh, right. I've seen you moving on to something else.
No, well, it's part of it, because it's about Radio Sunshine, Sunshine Radio. Mm-hmm. Now, if again, in the Sunday World, they also have an ad, which is a large yellow square taking up three-quarters of the page, and in very small print in the middle of this large blank yellow square, it says, "We have changed the format of our radio station. You're invited to check it out. The music will knock your socks off, if you're wearing them, that is. We call it the all-new Sound of Sunshine 101 FM. By the way, you could win £5,000 by checking it out. We're also located at 539 the medium wave." Now, Barry says that from reports into him, it would appear that the new format on Sunshine Radio is being accepted very well by a lot of people, mainly in the UK at this point in time. But it is thought, and it's something which we said last week, that the station may well have lost a number of local listeners because it was very community-oriented.
Yeah, it was very, very traditional, Sunshine, I think, along the way.
It's a question, I suppose, if they're going to be trading one set of listeners for another of equal size, or more or less, and only time will tell, you know, whether that happens.
Right, that's interesting. From Radio West here in Mullingar, ourselves, well, we're done our outside broadcast yesterday, which went down perfectly. I don't think we'd no problems at all. Slight little bit of a hum in the microphone, because I think the transmitter was nibbling at us an odd time. We were playing backing tracks and that covered that up. When I present to Niall McGowan from Eden Derry, it's about 25, 30 miles away, which was quite good. And we've now eventually got our site in Navan. So Navan people, listeners up there, can expect to hear us on in around 99 FM. It's great to say that.
In or around.
In or around. And we're still looking, actually, for a site in Kildare, which hopefully we'll be looking out for in the next week. We might have some news on it next Sunday. I was talking to a certain person who he said not to mention his name, actually, during the week. He came down to say hello to me and was talking about all sorts of things, and he was telling me that there was a spectrum analyzer down in Athlone. Seeing that this gentleman owns a spectrum analyzer, which costs an awful lot of money, I believe, and
it enables him to analyze spectrums, I'm told.
Yeah, well, but the question... well, anyway, we won't say any more about that. But anyway, getting back to Athlone, the station down there is still having problems all over the band. I want to get to say that. Hopefully they will clear it up. They'll hear me today and do something about it. It's something I've been on about a long time. It's unfair to everybody, I think. Yes, we broadcast on 102... But 102 only, so no matter how close you are to the transmitter or whatever, there is a problem there.
Just a signal, is it?
Yeah, just a signal. There is a problem there.
Right.
Well, so I'd like them to tidy that up.
Can I give you Barry's news on that? Well, he was saying that as their promotion blurb says, he says it's apparently going from strength to strength, but perhaps it's a little bit too much strength, as you're just saying. Anyway, various clichés heard, according to Barry, include, "We play the hottest hits. We play more music, all hit, all music radio, the hot rocking 102, and believe it or not, setting the pace." Will Jason Main be joining them, I wonder?
Yes, we wonder.
Also saying rocking the Midlands.
Yeah, rocking the Midlands. Mm-hmm. actually, the man that owns them, when I approached him, I said, "Do you know you're all over the band?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "That's where we're supposed to be." So, anyway, I was up north during the week again. I was up in... the wee Enniskillen, and everybody seems to be going quite well there. Amazingly enough, Cavan seemed to be probably one of the best stations getting out there again. And had a listening to Boyneside, quite good up there as well. And general news up that neck of the woods is that everything is really the same as it was probably about 6 months ago. There's nothing really exciting. Breffni, I was reading something, I think, on a letter to me during the week. By the way, there's an awful lot of post has come in over the last week, and we've not acknowledged a lot of it. So when Phil comes back next Sunday, I'll set him to work on it during the week, and I'm sure he'll have all your replies and acknowledgements and everything else. Reading through one of them during the week, it said about Breffni going off on 10:35 in Longford and has not been seen to reappear since. The station in Longford, I'm not too sure which one it is, but on 10:71, which was originally Longford local radio, is actually getting quite well into Mullingar, one of the best signals out of Longford I've heard so far. And that's about me news on that area there. Okay, back to you.
And now, a break for music. As he desperately scrambles with a record on.
It's on. And we're taking a trip to Venus with Bananarama. What about it? It's 29 minutes after 11 o'clock, and I have a gentleman on the phone, actually, who just rang me up before I ran my ad break. So good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad at all. My name is Jerry Byrne from Dundalk. I work on Big M Radio.
Yes, Jerry.
And, no, it's just ringing up in connection with your comments last week. Unfortunately, I couldn't get giving you a ring because I was on the road when I was listening to you. The comment about the length of our ads, you know?
Yeah, I'll just recap on that comment, actually, I made last week. I did say when I was up in Enniskillen again, the week before last, that listening to Big M, I just thought that we were selling, we say, adverts rather than selling time. We always sell time, not adverts. And some of the ads, in actual fact, were quite long. So now, you have something news on that for me.
Yes, well, we have managed to hone down and we've totally adopted. The boss has adopted a totally different approach as regards ads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now selling time, you know, as distinct from, you know,
selling
from
ads.
From just ads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I suggest if you just listen in now, you'll find that all the ads, you know, that you'll find 5 second, you know, 15 second, 30 second, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's all totally different policy. Like, and this is actually, we're getting a good reaction actually to this from people.
Yeah, it is professionalism kind of sneaking in there. What sort of power do you use on Medium Wave?
I think it's 1,000
A kilowatt, in other words.
Kilowatt, or a kilowatt, yeah.
And are you on VHF as well?
We are, yes. We're on 103.5. And we've actually a very good 103.5 FM transmitter now.
Have you any comment to make on that there, Bob? 103.5?
Yes, a familiar number.
It is.
Yeah, you'll find success by having shortened your ads, but I'm not sure that Mike Hogan would be too pleased about your success at 103.5.
It seems to be a lucky frequency, in actual fact.
Yeah, well, actually, I think, the 103.5 may be incorrect, because the station was on 103.5, but then some of these smaller Dublin stations went on it.
Yeah.
And we had to change it. Sorry, Bob.
He's here laughing at you. But anyway, and what's the story on radio up there, then? How's things getting along?
Nothing really strange, actually, on the radio scene at the moment. Everything more or less chucking away. Like, I used to work on Carousel a few years ago, then on Telstar. And recently, like, Telstar, it was sold, you know?
Yeah.
And it's in the dock here at the moment now. It was sold, bought by Keenan's off Castle Bellingham Castle. Now, it apparently is doing very well as regards ads. This is the general buzz around town anyway, you know?
Yeah. It's a young man that owns that, isn't it?
Oh, he is, yes. He's only about 19, 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but it appears to be going very well. Now, they've adopted a policy of news on the hour. You know,
yeah.
that from 7 in the morning right through to 12 at night, their own news on the hour.
Yeah.
Longer programmes. But say instead of 3 hours, the programmes are 4 hours in the main now.
There is mighty competition up there when you think of it, like of Carousel, Boyneside and Telstar.
Oh, yes, it's vicious. It is.
It's getting naughty up there. Can you tell me anything about the new station that's set up on RD? I know Darren Nelson is working there.
Yes. I was actually in it there about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah?
It's called East Coast Radio.
East Coast?
East Coast, yes. And it's situated in... there's a garage called McCabe's Garage.
That's right, I know it.
You know it?
Yeah.
In Narnia. Well, they're actually up over that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the day I was in there, it was Dara was there.
Yeah.
So they had a little reception there. They had a girl at the reception.
Getting organised, in other words.
Yes, well, more or less getting sort of fixed up, you know. Dara mm-hmm. was organising another girl for making of ads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Their signal strength, I don't know now, coming into Dundalk and that, I have, you know, been listening to them on occasions, but the signal strength is never...
Yeah, it's very, 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 very weak down here, because in actual fact, the first week it went on the air, the first time it went on the air, Barry Johnson from Blackpool in England actually rang us and said, look, there's a new station starting in Ireland, and it's really walloping in here, there's no doubt about it, on 1044, if I'm correct on that. So we did monitor the station. In actual fact, it was mighty, unbelievably weak.
Yes.
Mighty weak, if you know what I mean, we say here in the Midlands.
Yes, it was. It appears to be, like, I mean, all right, you can get it coming into our, you know, into RD, all right. And
well, you'd want to come into RD, would it be?
Exactly. But actually, I think the signal now, you know, from down your end of the country, as I was travelling on towards Kells,
yeah.
Now I could get the signal an awful lot better than I could as regards coming back to Dundalk.
Yeah.
You know, which... you know, like the signal.
Yeah, yeah, it seemed to come this way better with Aidan Dundalk. What sort of a format have you people with, say, in Big M in Monaghan? In actual fact, we have a sticker belonging to you people, which is right in front of me here at the moment our glass. There were some people down here some time ago. Is it right or wrong that Big M in Monaghan, Barry McGuigan's father, had something got to do with that? Is that right or wrong? At some stage?
Oh, gosh. Well, I only joined Big M last October. Myself, but...
well, that's a year ago.
What's that? That's a year ago.
Yeah.
It is, mind you, yes. Yeah. Time flies when one's not enjoying themselves.
It does indeed.
No.
What sort of a format have you? Is it a country and western straightforward? Do they mix it up with a bit of pop with, say, like Cavan Community Radio, whatever the case might be?
Well, it's a bit... Well, the format basically, I'll tell you, in the morning, it's a 7 to 9 breakfast programme, which is mainly a sort of a mix, oldies, pop, not so much country or Irish.
Yeah.
Then 9 till 11, Owen Barry. You probably know Owen Barry of...
RTE, yeah, go ahead.
Telstar on numerous.
Yeah, okay.
But Owen, he does mainly oldies and pop and a little bit of folk. Then Junior Walker between 11 and 2, it's
Irish country, strictly nearly no pop. Then Dan does an American country program between 2 and 4.30. Then 4.30 until 7, it's pop. Very up-to-date pop.
Right,
then
okay.
7 to 9, it's mainly country, Irish, oldies, that sort of thing. And then it's myself, 9 till 12 at night. And 9 till 10, I do pop. And then 10 till 12, easy listening love songs, which are sort of a mix of everything, you know. You
putting them to bed, in other words.
Yes.
Right, just before I let you go, can I ask you, what's the rumours going on up around Cavan at the minute? Is there anybody going to close down? Is there any new stations opening up? Have you any idea? Maybe I'm talking to the wrong man about this. Any news for us on the radio scene in general?
Not really. Maybe as
anyone making a fortune or anything like that in it?
Certainly not. Not that I've heard of, anyway. I mean, if
there's no news or whatever you call it, scandal or whatever in the campaign.
Not really much scandal.
Everybody
no.
is just doing their own thing and they're getting on quite well at it.
Well, everybody appears to be chucking away. You know, at the moment, there's nothing exciting really going on. You know,
Okay, what's your name again, once again?
Sorry, Jerry Byrne.
Okay, Jerry, I'm going to have to let you go on that one there.
Lovely.
Thanks very much for ringing us
Thank
up and keeping us well
indeed.
Informed in the north.
Thank you.
Okay,
care,
have a pleasant day, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Regards to Bob.
Right, bye. Now, back
thank,
to you,
thank
Bob.
Thank you, Jerry. That's, by the way, that's Damien Keenan, who is now running Telstar Community Radio. A nice lad, and they seem to be making a very professional job of it up there, yeah.
Very good, very
right.
good.
You want to do an ad break, don't you? I can see you just...
Yes, I only started to organize my
bit.
Ad break, so I'm going to let you talk
all right,
about
well,
for a few seconds while I'm organizing.
All right,
it,
a couple
okay?
more bits of news. First of all, this is important. Radio Rainbow International Shortwave celebrates 1 year on the air today, Sunday the 27th. And to celebrate, they're holding a party on the air with Jim Agnew, Hedy Eddy and Kieran Murray between midday and 1 o'clock. So starting in about 24 minutes, the party will start on the station. And the station can be heard on 6240 kilohertz on the shortwave band. So that's Radio Rainbow International Shortwave. 1 year on the air and having an on-air party.
Bob,
yes.
You're not going to believe this.
No.
Who had I on the phone?
Who did you have on the phone?
The Phantom.
No.
The Phantom will be back tomorrow.
He says
on 819.
Oh, is that right?
And they have not replaced their UHF link. And I said, who's this? The Phantom. Goodbye. So now, Bob, you can get your tape recorder ready again, and you can get more broomsticks. And he sounds a very young voice.
Yeah. I have a feeling that he rang me. Somebody rang me at home last Thursday night, I think it was. And went on a bit, was asking me about what I was doing and so
I'm
forth.
Going to have another go trying to get out these ads if the Phantom doesn't ring again.
All right. Play the ads.
Worried about condensation? Wonderglaze of Mullingar have the answer to your problem. We've solved the condensation problem with our new thermal window. Why settle for less when you can have this magnificent window at no extra cost? That's right, no extra cost. Wonderglaze are introducing this window at the same price as ordinary windows. Easy payment plans can be arranged to suit any pocket, and anywhere you live, a Wonderglaze representative will be happy to call and give you a free quotation without any obligation. So contact Wonderglaze now at Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. Telephone 044 40394 or 40778.
Wonderglaze, the big one.
That's just one of the great moments from the Bulmers Video Roadshow, the video spectacular which is coming soon to a pub near you. Come along, have a drink, and test your knowledge of sport, general knowledge, and pop music. There are lots of great prizes to be won, and it all adds up to a fantastic evening's entertainment. So make sure you have your seat for the Bulmers Video Roadshow. Watch out for it in your area.
Bulmers, great decision.
If you're looking for broadcast equipment, then go no further than Phoenix Communications. We can supply broadcast transmitters, stereo encoders, and studio equipment at very competitive prices. For example, a 10-watt FM transmitter costs just £125 sterling. For full details and our free catalogue, write to Phoenix Communications at 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP, England. That's Phoenix Communications, 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP, in England.
Okay, a bit more news now that the ad break is over. While you're setting up Bob's Brekkie Bits excerpt, ha ha ha. New station not yet on the air in Bell and the Slow, according to Barry, reputedly called Candy Radio and apparently all go. Stations being set up in Society Street, Bell and the Slow. More details to follow when available.
And there are the roadies of Foster and Allen. You know Foster and Allen?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, actually, one of those lads told me about that. We announced it here about 2 months ago. We're having a bit of fun. It was a sweet radio, Candy Radio. So obviously things must be going ahead there.
They're going ahead there, yeah. Nace, County Kildare, Z, or Z, if you like, 104. Yeah. Still not on the air, but reports in to Barry suggest it will be before very long.
Right, I just have to say that there's a gentleman that had been on the phone. He was actually to ring me today. I think it was from England, but obviously he didn't ring me from England. That's Paudie Shure, who was to give us a full rundown. Actually, Paudie is from Nina, and he was to give us a full rundown on the southern situation. That would include Limerick, Cork, and that. Paudie, I'm sure you're listening in at the moment. Paudie, could you hold your call until next Sunday, because it's 20 to 12, we're running a little bit short of time. Bob has a fair bit of information to get through here, and there's a few other little bits and pieces want to get in and play a few tapes and stuff like that. So, Paudie, if you're listening in, hold the call until next Sunday. So we'll expect Paudie Shure on the phone next Sunday, and he's given us a ring. He has the phone number, and it's all on the southern situation. It's something to look forward to for next week. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, speaking of the southern situation, Barry says a lot of publicity blurbs have come into him from Radio ERI in Cork, who are apparently going full blast again. Colour brochures, well worth sending for, I would think, says Barry. The address of the station remains ERI, 2627 South Mall, Cork. All the details of policy, presenters, etc., etc., are contained therein. Send them down in SAE or just a stamp. And Barry says, having looked through the brochure, it appears to be well worth it. So, very high profile from ERI in Cork. Brian Buckley in Dungannon on Friday last logged an unidentified station at 107.35 megahertz, and that's the highest FM station he's ever picked up in Ireland. The adverts gave out a telephone code of 0405, and checking the Dublin directory, placed that in Enfield. County Meath is Enfield, I think, isn't it?
Say that on
107.35.
Enfield, well, that would be...
That's County Meath, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be... It could be, in actual fact, Kildare as well. Enfield would be going across to...
Right on the board,
which would be going across to your K or Z, whatever it was there you announced earlier on. I think it's Mr. Gordon. I can't think of your first name. Alan Gordon, I think it is.
Yeah, Barry says that he's yet to find out what the station is called, and if, in fact, if any Radio West listeners today are aware of the station and know what the name is, they might ring you up and tell you what it is, give you any
information. There is stations operating higher in the band, actually, than that in Dublin.
Ah, yes.
Quite a few of them, actually.
But not...
Amazed.
A little bit low par to be picked up in Dungannon.
Yeah.
I would
when you look back on the situation a couple of years ago, like, nobody went past 99.
Yeah.
And now you're...
That's right, creeping up all the time. Now, I brought down the Brecky Bits tape with me again. Sure, why wouldn't I? And this particular excerpt, I must say, is one of my particular favorites.
On this day in the year 1283, 700 years ago, the legendary and story. On that fateful day in 1283... Robin lay dying in a little cottage deep in the heart of Sherwood Forest. His strength was weakening, and he called his men to gather round him.
Men, I'm dying.
Now, leave us, Robin.
Please, I haven't much longer. Bring me my bow and arrow and open the window.
Little John did as Robin commanded, and Robin said,
I will fire this arrow, and wherever it lands, I want you to bury me there.
He took aim, and he fired. And Little John and his other outlaw friends honored Robin's last dying wish. They buried him on top of the wardrobe.
I suppose you know you tell me that's the truth.
Mm. Oh, absolutely the truth. Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's... It was that long, like, fish.
That is my particular favorite, I must say, of all the things that I've done. Right. I've also brought down, for later on, if you like, a little clip from the time of my life, which I'm still trying to launch. But I've also, again, brought down something else. And Scott Williams gave me something to give away on this program, and it's a copy of the Music Machine 86 cassette.
Mm. Seven Up.
Seven Up Music Machine.
cassette, which has got Aretha Franklin and Brian Ferry and Kate Bush and Marilyn, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to give it away to one of your listeners. A little quick competition, right?
Right.
See if they've been awake. Now, about 5 minutes ago, I spoke about Rainbow, Radio Rainbow International Shortwave celebrating 1 year on the air and having a party on the air, and I mentioned three names. Three names who are going to be on that party on the air.
We won't ask for them all.
We won't ask for them all. Just give two out of three. Two
ain't bad, Tristan.
Two out of three ain't bad. Two out of three people who are on that on-air party, and nobody from Radio Rainbow is entitled to ring in for this, right?
No, or from the Drought area.
First correct answer, two out of three, and you get this copy of the Music Machine, 7-Up Music
And it also, Darren Nelson isn't allowed there either, sure
no,
isn't.
No, no, nobody from that area at all, all right? You know the number.
Right. And we'll announce the winner next Sunday.
All right.
Just stick it on the postcard. And,
okay, yeah, postcard. Instead of ring it up, make it a postcard one.
Make it, yeah.
Yeah.
A postcard.
Okay.
And you can bring the tape with you, Bob.
Yeah.
Don't leave it here because in case I might mislay it.
You can tell me who the winner is and
right.
I'll get it.
So you bring the tape with you. Listen in next Sunday. We'll give out the name and you send it off in the post.
I'll do that. First one open, all right? First gray, or first one drawn out.
Right,
that,
okay.
Say.
Yeah. Okay. And when you're dropping the postcard to us for this tape, you might stick a little bit of information on the back of it as well. I might have a bit of fun reading out snippets next Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, you said you had another tape there. You want?
I do, but you'll have to queue it up. You'll have to run it back and queue it up, so maybe you'd like to play a tiny bit of music.
Right, okay. Too Good to Be Forgotten. That's Robin Hood, right?
That's it.
How's it going?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Great stuff.
And yourself?
Not too bad at all.
Good show this morning.
Do you reckon?
I'd say so,
what
yes.
Do you think of the Phantom?
That's what I wanted to phone you about.
Oh, I see. You're the Phantom.
Heady Eddie here, by the way.
Yes. The 50p man.
Yeah. No, the Phantom. We actually had a Phantom at one of our various Dublin transmitters a few years ago.
Yeah?
Who was doing the very, very same. He'd come on a 8 at night and go on till 12 and do a lovely programme.
Yeah?
And announce the frequency and everything, you know?
Yeah?
We never got round to catching up with him. We found out his name. His name was Ness and he was from Glasnevin. It may not be the same
Loch Ness.
Guy. It's what?
Loch Ness.
Could be.
Monster. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
And, Okay, you're celebrating your 1 year on the air today.
Yes, yes, 1 year on the air. We started about a year ago on 6240.
Yeah.
Bang goes another 50p.
Yes.
And, yeah, we're having a bit of a celebration between 12 and 1. And 6240, a lot of people wouldn't be able to get it, but mostly international people, people in England, Liverpool and all
yeah,
that.
In actual fact, Eddie, we got about maybe 20 QSL cards on the ones, the Sunday you were on yourself.
Very good.
From Norway, Sweden, all over the place.
Lovely stuff.
Couldn't believe it.
We've got a half a kilowatt.
Yeah, well, but like for a half a kilowatt in terms of, say, a medium wave and that, I just couldn't get over how far a short wave in actual fact travels.
Yes, I won't take much more of your show today.
Yeah.
I just thought
yeah,
I would tell you
we're running
that.
A little bit short in time here. It's 10 minutes too. Anyway, how is things up your neck of the woods? Good.
Oh, very good. Just taking over.
Very.
Just taking over. Did you notice ERI is back on?
Yeah, ERI, they're on medium wave, but we have no confirmation that
yes.
they're on FM yet.
Yes. Since they've opened in 81 or 82, I don't know whether anybody else has noticed this, but they seem to be off-channel a little bit.
Yeah, well, you'll always get that probably with two people on the same channel, regardless of what. There's a slight amount of drift on the crystal, wouldn't you agree on that? Very slight, but
right.
it does make a difference.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'll let you get back to your show, because I have to get back for 12
oh,
to change the tapes over on Rainbow.
I see. Very, very good. Enjoy yourselves. Happy birthday to
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you all up there, Eddie.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Right to me.
Cheerio.
Have a pleasant day.
Bye-bye now.
Right, that was the man himself, Eddie Eddie from Drogheda. Celebrating 1 year on the air today on Radio Rainbow. That's shortwave. We're on about not their medium waves at all.
Yeah.
And, right, Bob, back to you.
All right, well, last week I played you an excerpt from The Time of My Life, the program that I'm hoping to be syndicating around the country, which was a kind of a reminiscence about my childhood days during the period of the big bands. The clip I brought down this week from another program is a little bit more from the current era, a little bit of the kind of nonsense that you'll find on these programs. Joe Stafford with There Are Such Things. Things like that reported in the Daily Mirror. Words which include the term black are to be blacked by a left-wing city council in England, or perhaps whited. For Sheffield Race Equality Panel believes the words give black people a bad name. Black male, black list, and black spot will be out in a new guideline for council staff. Other words will have to be found instead. Yo-ho-hoo, hoist the Jolly Roger. Or possibly a change of hue might do the trick. The news would be more colorful. Consider the following story. Good morning. Here's the news. A man has appeared in court in Brownpool, charged with assault and resisting arrest. The man, Fred Nobbs, whose occupation was given as a part-time greenjack dealer in a casino, was on picket duty outside a local farrier's establishment. Spying a colleague, one of the firm's yellowsmiths, crossing the picket line, Nobbs called him a purple leg and hit him in the face with a blue pudding, giving him a white eye. Police were called, and after a short struggle, Nobbs was bundled into the Orange Mariah and taken to the local police station. In court this morning, Nobbs admitted the offense, but said in mitigation that he hadn't been well and suffered from occasional mental redouts. The judge dismissed this, saying that the defendant's history, in front of him in mauve and white, showed him to be a thorough greyguard and a pink sheep, with a record of crime ranging from puce mail to lavender marketeering. The case continues. And that's it, that little piece of music coming afterwards, March of the Bobcats by Bob Crosby. So that's the kind of a thing. It's a mixture of ridiculous stuff and serious reminiscences and chat about the days in which I grew up. As I say, I hope it'll be on the air one of these days soon. You can contact Barry in Blackpool, who's sort of acting as my agent on this.
Syndicated program.
Syndicator. And also, if you want the brekkie bits, naturally, you write to Barry, Anorex UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, and send £6.99 Irish or £5.99 sterling.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get in return the tape.
Very good. Right, we have 6 minutes to go on the program today. And We're joined in the studio today by a very, very knowledgeable man. In actual fact, this man is taking radio by the horns, as to say, and he's going to Trinity College in Dublin. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Stay close to the microphone there. Just move in a little bit. And you're, where are you in college at the moment? Whereabouts are you?
Well, in other words, I'm starting a PhD in international relations.
Yes.
As of September, October, hopefully.
Yeah.
And I'm, as I say, converting a hobby into an academic business.
Very good.
Well, I have to tell you about Breffni. Breffni are on 1170 kilohertz.
Yes.
Now, sometimes stations produce harmonics.
That's right.
So if you double 1170, you get 2340 kilohertz.
Correct.
Which is being received all over Europe. And I have a reference here from Playdx in Italy.
Woohoo!
John Reardon, do you hear that up in Cavan?
So, they're getting out. WLS in Galway.
Yes.
Are also testing on shortwave. And there's a new FM station in Kerry called WRKY in Killarney.
Yes, that's John Rhines.
Do you have a frequency for that now?
And we have, in actual fact, I don't have my hands on it at the moment.
But they're also ripped.
Our Frank Rhines, that's the station he ripped off there for something like £20,000. So Frank Rhines, we've been all looking for him ever since, and we haven't seen him.
Well, they're also reported on shortwave around 7350.
Yeah.
So they're getting out as well. Anyone wants information on Irish Pirates, there's a regular contribution on the Irish Pirate scene, both AM and shortwave, on the Dutch Overseas Service, Radio Netherlands, and they broadcast on at 10 to 1 on Thursdays, lunchtime.
Yeah?
Around 5955 kilohertz.
Right, that's for all those anorak people out there with their little DXing machines and their loops, etc. Right, any more information there for us? We're running very short of time.
KISS FM 104.1, recently, but not very regularly.
You can receive it?
Yeah, but not very often.
Yeah. Actually, we can get it quite good here because we're our own aerial. We're independent of the pipe system and we can sometimes get it quite good. Right, we're going to have to leave it there with that, man. Thanks very much for joining us in the studio today. Right, Bob, back to you for the tiddly-liddly bits before you go.
No, I was just thinking that Breffni, you know, that's an Italian word, surely. That's why they're broadcasting New Italy. They must all speak Italian up there in Cavan, yeah? Breffni radio.
Well, reports were that John Reardon does, in actual fact, speak Italian.
Good morning, assure in the bigorra.
That's it, yes, that's about that.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just trying to scrape the little mind to see if there's anything else. The latest on Cork is still the same ERI, or a medium wave. They're not on FM. Definitely, we're going to have to get some new information from there. Paddy Shure will be ringing us next Sunday on the programme. So I'm giving you a little job to do for me, Paddy. Will you find out what the situation in Cork is since WBEN was on the verge of takeover from ERI when ERI were off the air? They kind of took over the market as such. So I'm sure there must be a lot of really tight business going on in Cork with radio in general.
Yeah, and if they're listening down there today, they might even send you up one of the new brochures and they'll give you all the information.
New brochures, ERI?
Yes. While you were on the telephone, I was telling the ladies and gentlemen out there about the new brochure that ERI have available. Colour brochure, Barry says, very, very impressive. And if you send an SAE or a stamp, they'll send one up to you. The address, as usual, 2627.
We have the first half of our new stationery actually arriving, I think, tomorrow. And we have a brand new brochure. We had our photographer and everything in here during the week. So it seems to be a trail that everybody is going for these brochures. Maybe if we have too much money to spend or something like that. But anyway, we'll be sending you all a copy of that.
Yeah. Keep an eye. You can if you get the Sunday World down here, of course you do, you can review the Q102 ad on me and have a good laugh over it.
Yes, we will. But you're coming up next Sunday.
Pardon?
You're on next Sunday.
No, I think Phil Hilton is going to be on there.
No. What I mean is...
Oh, you mean I'm on the paper? Yes. Yeah. According to this week's Sunday World, the dirt on Bob Gallico.
We might add a little bit if you don't mind. Like,
I'm sure you will. No better man, yes.
By the way, you can leave behind a little brekkie bit and we'll probably give it a run next Sunday as well.
I think, yes. I think
brekkie bits up.
I think Phil...
Right, 2 minutes to go. Anything else? Round up. What's the scene in Dublin? Is radio good? Everybody booming at the moment?
Ah, yeah.
Any rumours? Anybody leaving?
No, it's very, very healthy. It's very healthy. The competition between Q and Energy is good, it's healthy.
How is Energy getting on commercial-wise?
As far as I can make out from the times that I get to listen to them, they're doing quite well commercially, commercial-wise. And they seem to be going in the right direction. Sybil reads the news at the weekend. Say, I haven't heard this new newsreader, but I will listen in for it.
One thing in
it could possibly be Kathy Cregan. Kathy, she's a very good girl newscaster, as Kathy Cregan was. That's possible, you know.
Last Sunday, the Sunday Tribune actually had a little piece. I think it's last Sunday, Sunday Tribune it was. A little bit about Chris Carey, his photograph, and a little piece in underneath it saying that the court ruling last week saying that, in actual fact, he has got to remove his aerials from Nova Park and his offices, and he can never broadcast from there, not in the month of Sundays. That he cannot rebroadcast from there again. I'm sure that's a blow to Chris, because in actual fact that was a very good site for transmitting from. Best, probably in Ireland rather than in Dublin. And he was just saying like, that, he's never going to set up Nova again and all this type of thing.
Well, there you are.
So,
anyway, it's healthy and it's happy. And thanks for letting me come down the last couple of weeks and play out.
Thanks very much for coming down. You're really full of life today. The first morning you came down, you looked tired.
Yeah.
Today you seem to come prepared.
Yes. I got up a little bit earlier last night in preparation for this marathon today.
And do you reckon Joe King now is getting the bike next week? Seriously?
Well, I mean, if...
He'd change the car for a bike.
I would say he could possibly be on a bike.
I don't know. He told me the time he'd be jamming is tomorrow, but I didn't really get it. So, hello, Phantom. How are you? You're really creating a bit of a life in this. I'm not encouraging it to do any more.
No, I'm afraid I can't.
This is going to be
it's
a problem for everybody.
Yeah.
We like to keep things clean.
Yeah.
The fun, I think, probably is over. I think he probably is copying the American thing we read out there a few weeks ago where they jammed the TV channels.
Yeah.
And a fella came on and and this is it. Anyway, Phantom, if you're going to do anything, make sure it's clean anyway. And that's all I can say.
Okay? No comment.
Right to me. A very good
thanks
afternoon
again,
to you from us all here, Mullingar, from Bob. And that man's name again?
Derek.
Derek. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.